Good morning. Skies remain cloudy overnight with a round of scattered, very light snow showers and flurries passing through parts of interior New York and New England. So, some of us waking up with another light dust of snow on the ground. Other places are generally cloudy but dry. And most everyone is in the 20s and lower 30s to start the new week here for the first full week of February. Clouds will dominate the first part of the day, even some flurries and scattered snow showers around, especially across parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. However, the trend will be for some drier weather and high pressure to build in during the day, and gradually the clouds will break up to lead to a partly sunny sky for the afternoon, which will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 30s and lower 40s for daytime highs. The week ahead will be dominated by a series of low-pressure systems that'll be passing through the region from the New Orleans area through the Tennessee Valley and into the Northeast. The exact track of these waves of low pressure will determine whether we have warmer temperatures and rain, a mixed variety of precipitation, or snow when each of the waves move through. The first wave will slide by on Tuesday. This one looks to be the easiest one to forecast with milder temperatures and rain showers, perhaps some wet snow in the mountains, but highs again on Tuesday will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Another wave will slide by on Wednesday morning with a few rain and snow showers. Colder air will flow in behind it on Wednesday afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Then things get more complex for the Thursday-Friday period as a stronger wave will approach. Cold enough air appears to be in place, at least on the onset Thursday morning, for a round of snow. However, just how high the temperatures get on Thursday afternoon will determine whether we go over to rain or mixed precipitation for parts of the area, with highs in the lower 30s. Same story on Friday. On the back side of the system, mixed precipitation will go back to snow before everything moves out. High temperatures will stay in the mid to upper 30s. This will leave us with a dry start to the weekend on Saturday before more snow showers arrive on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level trough will develop over the Great Basin and into the Central Rockies over the next couple of days. This system will produce light snow over parts of the higher elevations of the Northwest, which will intensify as it moves into the northern and central Rockies. A large part of this region is under a winter storm warning in anticipation of snowfall in excess of a foot. In addition to the snow, winds in excess of 35 miles per hour are possible and near blizzard conditions are expected. The wind will also be an issue in the desert southwest where high wind warnings are in effect as winds will gust at times over 50 miles per hour and up to 70 miles per hour. Blowing dust will severely limit the visibility in these areas, making travel hazardous. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 9 degrees with a northwest wind at 62, gusting to 72 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 41 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and flurries, 34 degrees, the dew point 28, 79% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.69 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Silver Hill, Arkansas, to a low of 11 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 33, that's 10 degrees above normal. Just a trace of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday in the form of a tenth of an inch of snow. For the month of February, 0.3 inch, which is still 0.6 inch of snow below normal. And now for the season, 35.6 inches of snow, which is right on average for this time of year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 57, set in 2016, and the record low, 18 below zero in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:08 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:10 p.m. 10 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A few snow showers, then partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a few snow showers, then partly sunny today with highs around 40. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain or mixed precipitation in the afternoon, upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny on Wednesday, just a few rain and snow showers in the morning in the mid-30s. Cloudy with snow or mixed precipitation Thursday, lower 30s. Snow or mixed precipitation on Friday, tapering off to snow showers, mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-30s Saturday, and a chance of snow showers in the lower to mid-30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.